Denver Devereaux Jr. Are you the star of Star Wash, or are you
in? No, I can never remember his name, but the fat kid on What's Happened.
Oh, the guy who plays Rerun.
Rerun, right.
He's the star of Star Wash. What is he like?
He's such a gentleman.
Is he a nice guy?
Now, is he a spaceman, or is he one of the washers?
Well, he's one of the washers. He's at the Star Wash. He's the ragman. They call it ragman. It's his character's name. My character's name is Cashier.
What was the, could you tell us a little bit about the float that just went by from the city of La Cañada, Flint Ridge, Horseplay?
Oh,
I bet you know a little something about that, huh?
It was totally funded and built and decorated by volunteers. The city of Flint Ridge, entered its first combined float in the Tournament of Roses.
What's it combined with?
Well, it's the Hyacinth Root combined with the Devilish Horse made of Brahmal Mums. The unfortunate rider has straw hair, a coat of blue ribbons, iris petals, her pants of caladium, boots of black crowden, hats, and a hat of onion seed and carnation petals.
I love onion seed. It is so underused in the parade. I don't understand
Star
why.
Wash.
Here you guys are. I've been looking for you all morning.
Oh, God. You arrived, Kurt.
Yeah, they had me out of the street or somewhere.
You did a wonderful job. I don't know whether you have any room. Can you somewhere else? Maybe? You don't have to get up. Oh, it's all right. I guess you can
use this chair. A little middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's beginning to wonder.
Kurt, have you had your morning?
Morning cup of cuddy? No, somebody stole my thermos.
You didn't have to keep it in a thermos, though, Kurt.
No real reason to. You don't need to keep it hot or cold. You just need to keep it.
Did you have a good New Year's?
Which I didn't.
Did you have a good New Year's Eve?
The same, Dave.
Same, huh?
Doing my homework, learning the names of the players of the Orange Bowl.
The Rose Bowl.
And
one bowl.
It's going to be a great game. Great, great game for football.
You think so, huh?
Great day.
You think that the winner of this game will be number one in the country? Or?
Winner of this game will be number one in this country. Was that what you asked me?
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to know.
No, unless Penn State loses.
Kurt, we wanted you to get something from the timekeeper. Did you cover the timekeeper? Did you? We thought you were going to host for us.
I was lost, guys. I'll tell you the truth. I was out there in a crowd, and I didn't have my little pink badge, which the guy forgot to give me. So I was just a spectator. And I sit here for a while.
Well,
my feet hurt so bad,
okay,
Dave.
Could you kind of keep it down, though?
What?
Here comes the All-American High School Band from an organization who needs no advertising. Kurt.
This sound thrills my blood.
Now, is this band made up of people who have won other contests? Do they all know each other? They all go to the same high school?
The prize of 102 outstanding high school. I'll read it, Michael.
God.
I don't know the answer, but I'll just read it. One or two outstanding high school musicians who come from throughout the United States to the District of Columbia. Under the direction of Paul LaValle, the internationally renowned music director of New York's Radio City Music Hall, each bandsman wears his own school uniform and then a McDonald's thing on top of it, so you can't see his own uniform.
Thank you.
Right now, it might be time for us to go down south. We have a reporter stationed about 50 miles south of here, and we may be getting an exclusive. And what's that, Gus? He's ready? Okay, let's switch right now to Barry Christworthy in San Clemente, California.